Part 3.
You'll hear a conversation between students, Anne and David, about gallery marketing. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 21 to 24.
Anne, we really need to get working on this gallery marketing assignment. We've only got 2 weeks left until the end of the month to set up.
Right, so how about getting started now? We need to work through the instructions.
Well, we must search for one area from tourism industries, like the museum or gallery. There are lots of sites online.
What are they about?
The National Science Museum, the History Museum, the War Museum, the Tate Modern Art Gallery, and so on.
You got more?
We've got plenty.
I've got an idea to find out the best comment. Coming this Friday, we'll get more information at the London Museum, because it shows all the visitors' guidebooks of museums or galleries in the UK. It also runs a small workshop about non-profit tourism industries marketing.
Great.
So after visiting there, we have to use research methods, such as telephone interviews, questionnaires on the street, or sending out emails.
Actually, we don't have a choice. We have to send the email.
Right. We don't have to waste time deciding among them. By the way, how do we get the responses?
Let's contact the London Museum's Information Centre. Actually, it may be helpful to us to collect data through our head course leader.
How many people do we have to interview?
Well, we have to split into three groups. And it looks like we have to interview 30 people for each group.
So 90 altogether then. It depends on the ages too, right?
That's right.
So are they all the requirements?
Yes, looks like it.
Firstly, which part are we going to choose? My preference would be a modern art gallery, since that's where I spend most of the time.
I think you've got something wrong. I don't think there are abundant differences in the exhibitions there. I mean, you get young and old, man and woman, amateur and professional, all going to the galleries.
Right. So let's make it a ceramic exhibition then.
So basically, what two groups will we compare and contrast for that?
Male and female?
Absolutely. Also, most of my respondents like the same ceramics as me. Also, I think different age groups could be changed to highlight differences.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at the questions 25 to 30.